Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Just after 10 past 4.
10 siblings.
Tommy Bo couldn't have recorded one for me in time for today's That's the Sound, What's the Story?
10 siblings.
It's not quite 10, but it will probably get there. Fair City actor George Jordan. He's 34 years of age now, and he has many, many children. He currently has 8, and he is expecting his 9th. He's a very funny guy. Follow him on social media. He does a lot of videos winding up people. He's class. However, he is able to do social media and his acting and raise all these children, the mind boggles.
It's the practicalities that I'm most concerned with here. Like, what sort of vehicle do you drive when you're in charge of 9 children and you have to get them here, there and everywhere? Where do all of these children sleep?
On top of each other.
And most crucially, how is the bathroom situation managed?
Surely they have to have a few en-suites going. Or even just, could you get a port-a-poo?
Port-a-poo.
I'm going to say it. Could you get a port-a-poo inside?
Well, I mean, you might need it out in the back garden.
So he done an interview last June, and the ages were as follows then. So you can add on 6 months to this. Halo was 12 weeks old. Enzo was 1. Zen was 2. Saint was 3. Sage was 5. River was 7. Hugo was 9. Jasper was 10. And now an announcement of a 9th on the way.
Don't mean to bring it back to pure biology here, but that's some efficient production line.
Unbelievable. He must produce an heir. Like every 2 times he does it.
Now, obviously, let's be honest, it is the woman in this equation that is doing the actual hard work and the literal heavy lifting of the pregnancies. But in this instance, it is Jared Jordan who's given the interview, and he has the profile of playing Steve Nash in Fair City. And as you said, you might see him on social. So that's why we are going from his point of view on this.
He's got beautiful children, a wonderful family. I'm just looking at the man in awe of how is he doing it. The next time a christening comes up for the new child and happiness and healthiness to them, just imagine decking out all the other 8 children in suits and wares for the christening.
The hand-me-downs. Again, the production line has to be serious. If you are from a larger than average size family, would you talk us through a little bit of the practicalities or logistics of it? Because we are genuinely interested.
That family would take up the first 4 rows of an A320 Ryanair flight going anywhere. But some people listening right now do have experience in this, don't you?
How you doing? Fintan here from Cavan.
How are you, Fintan?
I'm just listening to you there on the radio talking about big families. I am actually the eldest of 10. So I have 9 younger brothers and sisters.
9?
Fintan, Carty, Mano, Jamie, Kayla, Nicole, Brittany, Amy, Faith and Tristan.
Whoa, slow that down. Again, please.
Fintan, Carty, Mano, Jamie, Kayla, Nicole, Brittany, Amy, Faith and Tristan.
How many names are you making out there?
Brittany, Faith, Tristan, Fintan. That's all I have.
I wonder, am I able to slow that down? That we'll be able to pick out every name.
Oh, you have 4 bathrooms in the house. To answer that question, no port-a-loos.
4 bathrooms. So, did your parents build a big house with 4 bathrooms expecting to make all of it? Or was it like a retrofit and an extension where...
Well, the bathroom's just like out the back of the utility and stuck onto the sitting room.
Okay, we've had another 2 children, so we have to make another bathroom. There's twins, there's another bathroom. Did it extend the bathrooms as more children came?
Fintan sounds nice and jolly about being the eldest of the 10 siblings, so fair play to you.
From someone who has 6 siblings, my advice is to never leave your food unattended.
You learn to eat quickly if there's a big family around you.
How many siblings do you start to guard your food? I'd say 2. You couldn't leave something that you pre-made in the fridge, otherwise it would be ate.
I mean, I'd say even at 1, you're in danger.
I am thankful for only having 2 brothers, although my grandmother had 8 and I would have grown up in that house. There's only 1 bathroom in that house, so a lot of it was done outdoors.
Yeah, that's the way you have to go with it. I'm youngest of 5. Now, to be fair, because of age gaps, it was rare that all of us were in the house at one time. But still, Queues for the bathroom, not nice.
No Irish twins in your house?
No, sorry, there isn't. I was just trying to think age gaps between the three eldest. The three eldest came one after another, then a little gap, and then a big old gap before I arrived.
Big surprise, Fionnuala's here, wrecking everybody's heads.
Everyone's fun out the window now that I've landed.
Oh God, a screaming child in the house, and we're just starting to get on with our lives. Weren't you a bundle of joy, Fionnuala?
I really hope so. Apparently because I was 3 weeks early, I did sleep for about the first month, so that was nice.
087 1 102 107.
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.